You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B.
We're joined here.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Nothing, I forgot. I'm here, whatever.
Jonathan Lawhorn's in the house, guys. You recognize him by the voice.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
You know what time it is. Had a week off for Thanksgiving. It was nice. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? It's not really, you don't really, you know.
It's like, unless I'm at home with my family, like, it doesn't.
It's not healthy.
Chinese food, so it doesn't matter.
I made the mac and cheese, though.
That's weird, and I feel like it didn't hit, but okay.
It did hit, yeah.
I doubt it, but okay.
5 times cheese, yeah.
Okay, great.
I was thinking about white people sayings when I came on here.
What?
My favorites.
What?
Well, someone said earlier, like, the best one ever, the white people really ate with, that's rich coming from you.
That, oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
They did some there. That's one that I don't mind that.
Do you have any? You know what? A second one. I don't give a rat's ass. That one kind of eats. That's a good one. Like, that
actually. No, the one that eats for me. Newsflash, buddy. Like,
you're freezing for a reason, bud. Wait, was it? You're skating on thin ice, buddy.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Newsflash, dipshit. Dipshit hits.
Does it?
It does.
That's not something I would ever say.
Newsflash, buddy. That will forever be.
Newsflash, buddy will always eat.
Let's get right into it this week. I literally, like, wrote a list of things, and then I had no other way but to categorize these couple of topics as cosmic cleanup. The universe is getting these people up on out of here.
Okay, yes.
Because of the New York Adult Survivors Act.
Uh-huh.
I think, like,
it closes this week.
I think it closed, like, literally 3 days ago, which is why everyone saw an influx of all of those sexual assault charges come out within days of each other, P. Diddy being one. I think he had like three so far in a matter of 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, he did that shit.
No, duh.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not more.
I mean, no, there's
men.
There's my entire TikTok For You page is now just like multiple people tracking all of the people who are filing new cases on him and everybody in that orbit. Like, it's good. On and popping.
Good. Good. Hey, I've never liked him, so.
Well, I mean, he's clearly a demon. So I feel like it's just like, it's never made no sense for so many reasons.
Someone go get Carisha from around that house. Has someone gone pick her up? She don't care, though.
Carisha, she a fake bitch. I don't like her. She a weird flip-flopping
this
asshole.
Week.
No, she's a weird flip-flopping asshole. Also, she very much gives the energy of like, well, he didn't do that to me, so no. Like, exactly, she did that.
Exactly.
Like, she's such a hating-ass weirdo. Like, I'm like, I'm Office City Girls. I can't. Like, they did that interview where they like asked.
Oh, yeah. Ignored everybody except for like Meg Thee Stallion, right?
It's like, Mitch, you named every feature
except
but the
Cardi
that put you on. You didn't say Cardi. You didn't say Doja. You didn't say Meg. Bitch, you're weird and fake.
Cardi did a song with y'all when one of you was in prison. Like,
right.
Be real.
She put, like, really?
She put money on your books. Please,
right.
Be serious.
You bitches are the biggest haters.
Yes.
Fucking weirdos.
Eric Adams.
What is he doing now?
Got his ass. Well, sexual assault.
Oh, is he? Okay. So, can he be gone? When is this?
We're just going to watch it and see. Jamie Foxx. Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Derek Chauvin apparently got stabbed again.
I was so excited, but then he's not dead. So like they need to check back in with like
prison's not the same as it used to be. This can't be the same prison a week or ago.
Right. Who are these prisoners? Like the old ones know where they know where vital organs are. Like this is weird because I'm like, how did he make it to the infirmary and get treatment? Y'all aren't doing it like y'all used to.
Prison is very weird these days. I don't know.
Now, let me get on to write a prisoner and throw some on a book real quick.
Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do not.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Wow. Anyways, Ramona Singer's canceled, but
she's been canceled.
I know, but I haven't talked to you in a minute. So this is like.
Wait, what happened now?
Well, she just like, you know, she's just got disinvited from BravoCon. She's up out of her faces. They basically, they like edited her most of the promo stuff for that new show, you know, the one where they go on vacation.
Also the girls trip,
which I don't even want at this point.
I mean, I feel like I actually am interested in seeing it, but I just feel like the choice to put like, I just like Kristen doesn't make sense to me. Like,
yeah, well, you got the call because Bethany won't do it,
but like there's so many other people that they could have picked from then. If they were like, if they're digging in a Kristen box, they could have put Heather and Aviva on there. Like, I'm just like, give me bitches that are crazy at least.
Aviva would have been a hit, but you know, Aviva won't even go on the vacation. Remember, she hated to fly. She was like a hypochondriac. Remember?
Oh, right.
That was a whole point of contention, I think, during her time.
It's just like, it's like Heather would have been a vibe. Like, I'm just like, give me somebody who's with the mess. Like, I need somebody.
But then Heather came back. Like later on in Roni and didn't hit.
Wait, oh, right.
Remember? I laid her up.
But I like Heather more than I like Kristen. Like, it's just like she actually, like, they might as well have, it's like the same. They were like, ooh, Jules is back. We don't care.
We don't care. Like, and she was never here. So, Tinsley Mortimer just got married. Now, don't ask me who, don't ask me where, don't ask me who he is, what he does. I literally don't care. I'm just happy that she's married. And I'm happy that she's not crying anymore about not being married.
Okay, bored. Next topic. Like, what? Who? Whatever. Like,
you were never a Tinsley. You never.
She was the sleepiest person that they've ever put on that show. Like,
but would you prefer her over Kristen to go on Girls Trip?
No, actually, yes, because she's more embedded. Like, she's been there for the mix in a way that, like,
yeah,
it would actually, because she's also a really bad
spiral.
She's like a spirally drop. So, like, that would be fun.
Her and Kelly? Oh my God.
The way Kelly would terrorize her, I mean.
Yes. Let's get right into it. Listen, Salt Lake City is fucking amazing right now.
Thanks, Cosby.
Yeah. I think everybody's firing on all cylinders, to be quite honest. Even Monica's mom.
The way that like their
Burberry head is
like, the way that Monica is just like being revealed to be like a whole booster scammer ass broke poor bitch. It's weird. Like, it's like, girl, why did you go out here? Like, they're like,
it's like she didn't know what that's gonna happen, bitch. Like, you already watched Jin Shah get ate up. Like, did you know? Okay, so I guess her maiden name is Monica Fowler, or not her maiden name. I think her married name is Monica Fowler. I'm guessing. Okay. I don't know which is which, but some podcast, Bravo Docket, which is a really fun account. For you guys listening, I think it's run by like two lawyers, I want to say, or they're at least are in law school. It's very up your alley because they dissect any kind of Bravo legal drama from a lawyer's perspective. It's your tea. But they have a podcast, and apparently on the podcast they were saying that There's a Monica Fowler when they looked up in the court system in Salt Lake City. They were just trying to like look up what's in there. They counted to whoever Monica Fowler is has over 20 lawsuits filed against her, many related to debt collection for services that's not paid for. Yeah, girl. Like over 20. Like, it's a lot. Now, this is under someone named Monica Fowler, but that's who they know her to be outside of Monica Garcia. And if it's the same Monica Fowler that lives apparently in Kaysville, Utah, then that's her. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, though, like,
I kind of fuck with it, though.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, it's...
It's like, it's debt collectors. Bitch, they fuck them people. So, like... like
that's what she said.
That's what she... She's literally a hood booker. And the fact that, like...
And her own mother eats her up. Like, her own mother is on Twitter talking about, this bitch ain't made a fucking on-time car payment in 2 years. I'm like, I believe it. I believe it.
But, like... But then... The mom,
she went for the jewels. She didn't...
You a dummy because you signed knowing that bitch can't make a payment. You her mama. You acted surprised. Where'd she learn it from? Like, you weird.
Utah is too funny. I love it.
The ghetto. Like, it's literally, like, they can't tell me shit. That place is so ghetto. Like, y'all are broke. I don't care if y'all have money. You're broke. It's weird. Like, it's like the way that franchise... Because it's literally, like, to me, all of them are poor. So, like, I just, like, for whatever reason, Mary's the only person to me that has money on that show. So, it's just, like, I... In the universe, they're, to like, the real but
house of the universe. Mary's in because none of her money is taxed. So, that is just, like, she's just...
Mary's, like, these are Jesus.
And Mary out here suing each other, and they need every fucking penny. I'm obsessed. It's so good. But literally, like, due to Monica. But then I just had a question in my head. I was like, at what point? Because, you know, I fucking hate Jin Shah. Like, I don't want her back.
I didn't like her when she was on the show, so.
But she's, like, not funny. It's not a funny scammer. It's just, like, dark.
No,
but, like,
it's really gross.
But, like, we're finding out stuff about Monica, allegedly, right? But, like, at what point? Where's the line? Where does she cross over for you into Jin Shah territory where you're like, I don't want this bitch on my show? But until then, you're like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how she comes back next season.
She'll come back with some foreclosures and more debt collectors on her neck. I mean,
nobody's going to film with her, I guess, which is going.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But I mean, I love how riled up she keeps Lisa.
Like, yeah, oh my God. She activates Lisa. Yo, it's crazy. And it's crazy that it's the broke one doing it when Lisa. Is supposed right. to be like
Lisa,
the wealthiest.
You're so
woman.
Pressed for this woman. She's a literal bum, and like you can't.
But because she's running circles around Lisa, and Lisa's just like doesn't know what to think. I'm obsessed. It's funny. It's who knew.
I will ever like. Do you think I look inbred? I do. Mary,
with her fucking funhouse furniture, I'm screaming. I lost her fucking mind.
I will never not like the way they knew they had to bring that woman back.
No, they were like forced to. They don't even like they didn't invite her to BravoCon. I don't think she's at the reunion though.
Wait, they didn't invite her to BravoCon or does she just not want to go?
She probably got they probably sent her a ticket and in the day of she was probably like, no, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah, that sounds more like what happened. She was probably like, oh, y'all think I'm coming? I'm not going.
You know, she was probably like, that gay shit, I'm not going. She definitely said gay shit and didn't want to go.
Like,
I know, which we always are on this podcast. We love you, Mary.
Like, you can't.
Are you in your kitchen?
So wait, shut up.
This is what we do here, guys. Fighting for my life behind Angie K for the past 3 or 4 months on online, and now everybody's coming around to her.
Wait, you like Arthur? You are like her support.
I love Angie K.
I care about her.
I love the eyewear. Everybody's changing their minds for her now, but I will never forget when I was the only one fighting for my life, getting jumped online.
You didn't jump online, because this is the type of shit that I feel like.
I want to talk about the first thing on my list this week, something I'm obsessed with. Not to completely, Not to completely switch topics, because not really. It's kind of a good segue because we're talking about scammers.
Okay.
George Santos, his potential last week in Congress.
I got the like this. Like, why is he still a topic of discussion? It's so weird.
Because they're fighting at
God. Got rid of him yet?
Well, have you seen? You read the report, right? Or at least seen the details where he was buying Hermes and Botox and OnlyFans?
Oh yes, I saw that.
Okay.
Then I was just like, "Oh, this doesn't make any sense." Also, I just like stopped paying attention to that man.
He apparently he's going to go out with a bang, though. He was on Twitter the other night, or X, or whatever the fuck you call it. He was on a Spaces, and he was saying that he knows of so many people in Congress that are cheating on their spouses, doing.
Oh, I saw that.
He knows he's fucking lying. Nobody talks to him. Nobody talks to you. They all know you're a scammer. They want to stay like fucking on arm's length away from you.
Also, like, good luck, because they're probably going to fucking disappear you. You talking too much. Like, sir.
He's so fucking fake. Why would you tell him anything?
I agree.
And, you know, a lot of gays online are really, like, standing him. They're like, this, like evil gay villain diva. I'm like, fuck out of here.
Bored. So boring.
This week should end pretty interesting, though. They're gonna apparently pass a resolution. They're gonna try to expel him from Congress. He'll be the sixth person in U.S. history to be expelled. Three of those people from the past were supporting the Confederacy.
Oh, so, wow! Let me see the difference.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, sure.
Yeah,
works for me.
Yeah, so scamming. What's on your list this week?
I feel like
he had a mental.
Oh no, it was TikTok exposés. It was like
all
of the TikTok like borderline deep state conspiracy theories about Puffy, but then also like now I think all of them are real. So like I'm just like not I don't know what's true anymore. I'm just like, are all of these stories true? Because I'm like, how are they not at this point?
I saw something about someone on a plane just last night throwing something inside of the airplane, what they believed to be a bomb. Then he climbed out onto the wing of the plane. People were rushing off the tarmac, like running out of the plane. And it was all over social media. And then somehow the photos, the videos are like disappearing. Bitch, he was even on the shade room for a minute. I don't know if it's real anymore. I want to move on. Real Housewives of Miami. It's hitting.
Okay, so I'm behind.
Okay.
But what? Yes.
It's, you know, more than that. I wanted to talk a bit about, because like Page Six just reported 2 days ago that Lisa and Lenny and Jody are splitting the rent on her $32,000 a month condo. Did you hear about this?
Wait, what?
So Lisa just confirmed that Jody and Lenny essentially split the cost of her $32,000 per month Miami Beach condo. So Lenny apparently is contributing $15,000 a month, and that's the other way around. Jody's contributing $15,000 a month, and Lenny is contributing $17,000 a month. And so they're splitting the rent on her condo. I'm like, why is Jody throwing in money for Lenny, what? So Lenny's kids can come live with her at this condo? What?
What?
I mean, I get it. It's like awesome for her. City girls up. Yeah, like that's great. But I don't know that that's much of a flex to like, you just spent a whole year crying about Lenny trying to kick you out of your house and you didn't have a backup plan. So why do you have another? What?
Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
But I mean, good for her. She got them paying her shit.
Okay, but what if Jody leaves one day? Then she got to figure out that portion of the rent.
No, he'll have to make up for it.
Do you like Jody, the guy she's with, the new guy?
I mean, I like him better than
Lenny. Yeah,
even though Lenny can get it though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lars is telling everybody about Gertie's cancer diagnosis on the show.
Larsa, I really wish that she would like not be such a dodo bird about the. It's like, girl, yeah. Like you. It's like, because what is her storyline?
She doesn't have one. Just being messy. Her fan base must be kind of kooky. I don't know. Whoever's left of them at this point. But I decided we're going to call them larcenists.
Okay, that works.
That's good. Adriana is just as sad as she ever was. The show's hitting though.
But Adriana breaks. Just fuck it. So it's fine.
Yes, I'm happy with everybody. Are you watching Brosses of Beverly Hills?
Kind of. Like a little bit, only just because it's like I can't stand Kyle, and it's like the only people I like are Garcelle and Sun. So it's like, and then actually Crystal, but like Crystal has like really become that girl for some reason, just because like
there's no one else to be.
But it's also just because like you are now like starting to see the stark difference between like Crystal actually is like a real person. You're like, oh
yeah,
wait,
yeah,
like the rest yeah. of these, it's like. Kyle and Dorit is a fucking booster scammer. Like,
oh yeah, no, I think she dyed her hair brown because she can't afford the upkeep of blonde because they don't have money coming in. That's just me. I'm throwing that.
When they don't, Garcelle ate her up in the confession where she was like, yeah, you know, I don't pay attention to people's jewelry except for the jewelry that apparently was robbed of and she still wears it. Like, girl,
that's crazy. Yeah, Garcelle's gonna. Now, Garcelle, listen, thank you for showing up to class, but if you're going to put that out there, you better have that same fucking energy at the reunion because you know Dorit's going to bring it up.
Oh, and I think Garcelle got her this time around. I'm looking forward to it. I also am very fascinated by the whole, like, Kyle is, like, so bitter and jealous because Kathy is friends with Seth.
Yeah, and, that's like, what it's really about.
It's giving that, like, your old sister wants you to jump off a bridge and will literally hang out with every bitch around you. She's literally best friends with Garcelle and Sun, don't even like you.
And if it came down to you and Kathy, she'd absolutely get in with Kathy. Like, she don't give a fuck about you, Kyle. Like,
yeah.
I think Kyle is spiraling because she always wanted to be the queen of that show, but even when LVP and everybody else left,
she's still,
not you. It's still never going to be you.
So, like, she's like, I was promised. Like, I'm sure they're like, ooh, the show's going to be you.
Yeah. It's never gonna
be you.
You.
Also, you just get up. You're never going to really be able to eat because, like, I love that now, again, like, all of this, like, is resurfacing everything about, like, Sun's divorce settlement and, like, how much she has.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you can't play a bitch that literally, like, that woman divorced, like, that is an elite.
Yeah, she could, like, buy your life. Like, get
that's
out
why
of-
Kathy is like, this is my bitch. She rich, rich. Like, we can do her
richer than me. Yeah, this is exactly. I love it. Sutton, though, is clearly got some issues.
She's
drinking and wine.
It's pills and alcohol, it looks like.
Allegedly.
No, I'm sorry, allegedly. Also, I don't care because also, like, she eats anyway.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not a kooky.
If I was getting that much alimony in my, I would act like that too.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell me shit.
I wouldn't even be on this fucking show. I can't believe she wants to be. I would be like, leave me the fuck alone.
I think it makes it cuter that she's like, I'm on this little show. Like, I don't need the, Dorit needs that check so bad.
I know. I feel like Sutton just keeps her checks in a shoebox underneath her bed. Like, she didn't even cash.
Very much gives that she don't even know where they are.
Yeah, she's like, somewhere.
Like, production is like, so we have a check for you. She's like, I'll come get it. It's like they have a pile in the fucking office.
Sometime around like season 17, one day, she's going to find them all and cash them all at once and bankrupt NBC Universal. Like, all the checks are going to clear and then it's going to put them into overdraft fees at NBC Universal and everyone's going to lose their job. There won't be no more SNL. Won't be nothing because Sutton wiped y'all motherfuckers out because she found her checks.
I feel like also Mary doesn't cash her checks either.
Absolutely not. Didn't have a lawyer help us read the documents either. Just signed willy-nilly. Just said, yep, where do I sign?
I also don't feel like Mary deals with banks at all. Like, I just like, can't imagine her doing any sort of like regular person transaction in that way.
No, she's not doing VeriSign. She's not doing like e-sign or whatever the fuck. No, but she had them bring a stack of papers to her office, her closet office, you know, where she has all the Rolling Racks and the wig mannequins and all the shit, the wig heads. And she probably signs it with like a pen that's shaped like a feather, you know, with dipped in ink. That's what she would do.
I feel like, or she's like, y'all could drop the little checks off at the church, put it in the tithing bubble. She does not care.
She got the little thing where you just drop the slips in. I love it. Sutton's got to be the richest housewife.
No, easily.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you start talking about sports team ownership, it's a wrap. Like, I'm just like, are you crazy? Like,
but yeah, when I saw her drinking at 1 p.m., the heavy shit, and I saw her little legs too, because, you know, sometimes people with little legs go.
She's always had those popsicle sticks. And it's,
yeah, but we like her for it.
We live for her. She is literally such an ideal housewife. It's like, she's kooky. She, like, actually has money.
Yeah.
And, like, she's sweet. Like, she's fun. Like, she,
you know what she also has?
What?
The silhouette effect. Have you ever heard of this? The silhouette effect? It's like a thing that has existed for, I don't know who originated it, but it's kind of the idea that anybody, if you were to take their profile or just like their a photo of them and then block their image out, make a silhouette essentially. If any average person can recognize them, then they're an icon. Like Elvis has a really distinct bouffant and like the shoulder pads. Like you would recognize him. Amy Winehouse is somebody who, her, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Sutton, then popsicle stick legs.
Yeah.
And then running shoes. She would have the oversized, like the Hokas, whatever the fuck they are.
Oh yeah, the Hokas. Oh my God. Stop.
No, Sutton would be an icon. Sutton would be an icon.
She, that's the girl.
Second thing on my list, speaking of royalty.
What?
I've been watching The Crown, the new
season. I don't care. Fuck that family.
Elizabeth Debicki did a great job as Diana. I wish they had Wi-Fi in hell so Queen Elizabeth could see the show.
Oh, right. I forget she's dead. Great. I always forget she died because it did nothing. It
came and went so fast. Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait, that trollop died. And then he just kept pushing.
Yeah. The world just kept moving up. Oh, well.
Wait, are you watching Gilded Age this season yet?
I am not.
I haven't started.
I know. Well, I'm glad neither one of us did, so we don't even have to talk about it on here because I'm waiting to. I'm going to like let a couple of episodes build up.
I feel like I was going to do the same thing. You realize Black Twitter found the Gilded Age. Like, they're obsessed with it, which I'm like,
it's over now, girl.
It's over. They're about to run the ratings up.
Because the great thing about Gilded Age is you can't really spoil it online because what you're going to say, like, oh, they serve duck at dinner. Like, that was the spoiler. Like, nothing happens. Like,
but a lot.
Oh, somebody, though. Yeah, okay.
Christine, like, what's... Christine Baranski? Wait, no, but what's the one we like across the street who the rich one, who we just, we...
Yeah.
Her up. I live for her.
Yeah. What is her name? And also the one that's an ex-trollop. That's like...
Oh,
a widower?
Yes.
Widow.
Oh, yes, we like
her. Name.
I forget her, too. I need to read. Okay, I'm gonna start watching.
Yeah, we're gonna start this. We're gonna next week, we'll...
Let me see how many episodes there's been because I feel like I keep seeing it pop up.
Y'all, go ahead and get caught up on Gilded Age for us. Just let us, you know, give us a head start.
Bitch, there are 5 episodes.
Already? Oh, shit. I've been so out of it, you guys. I've been to my other shows and then, you know.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Do you have anything else on your list this week?
I did. Oh, my God. I did. And I feel like it just fucking slipped. But
Oh, no. Yes. So it's so I've spent literally all of this week looking at TikTok accounts of people making Thanksgiving food. Like, it's like, but the gag is like the people, it's like this one woman, she like has a catering business, but she also like was, she soft launched it for Thanksgiving. So like, but her whole, the gag is like, the food looks like they serve it in, it's like prisoner slop.
But like the comments have ate it, like they're eating her up. Like she put this, she put this spaghetti dish black up. Yes.
Oh, spaghetti for Thanksgiving. That is so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my
burger. She put the spaghetti dish up and some,
come on now, y'all do a spaghetti.
And y'all be wearing it. Look.
It look, it was a black pepper with a side of spaghetti.
Oh my like, God.
Somebody was like, why does the dressing look like a slab of concrete? Like, it was, like, she was like, she scanned, she was like, mac and cheese. And they were like, that's not going to put it. Like, oh my God.
Remember Drea's meals?
But she swore. It was giving Drea. It was living that.
Nicki Minaj was posting her food on TikTok and Twitter. And oh my God, I thought it was actually, guys, a fucking joke. I thought she was trolling. It was like, she was, it was disgusting. She was making like lobster. She had like a whole seafood boil going, but it would like, it was like pink and it was like brown. It was just like, no, it was not.
On Thanksgiving?
Look it up, y'all. Look it up on Twitter. They were eating her up, but not too bad. Not too much on Nicki because, you know, people like love her on Twitter especially. So
y'all not gonna beat nobody up. Like,
yeah.
We, I mean, y'all did not look at that food and think that it ate.
The last thing on my list this week is Dumois has a series coming out on HBO Max. Or on what Max, I guess. It's not HBO Max now, it's Max. The series is based on Dumois' novel, Anon Please. And it has Diablo Cody and Ryan O'Connell to serve as writers. Diablo Cody, you know, from Juno. She wrote Juno.
Yeah.
Ryan O'Connell has actually been on this podcast before. He wrote and starred in Special, which is on Netflix. He also wrote Queer as Folk Reboot. He also wrote The Babysitter's Club, which was, I believe, on Netflix also. So, yeah.
Congrats.
If you guys are interested in Ryan O'Connell, go back and listen to the old episode that he was on here. It was about like over a year ago. But yeah, I love that for them. And I think it's going to be great. Dumois.
Okay.
Oh, Dumois's been on this podcast too. I totally forgot. Yeah. If you like Dumois, go back and listen to that episode too.
Ooh.
She's got the tea. I was on her podcast though. And it's like very different cultures. Like she was talking about people. She's like Alexander Skarsgård. I was like, oh baby, I don't know anything about
it. Girl, nobody cares. Whatever.
No, but it's like, that's just like very like, that's a whole world. But I was like, I only follow Basketball Wives and Housewives, so I don't really.
I don't follow generic looking white, so I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm bored.
Speaking of Basketball Wives, have you caught up at all with Orlando? I'm a little bit behind, but I'm
still. I'm kind of caught up, but like, it just like, it's like, if there's, it's like, I never even thought that there was a way that this would be a thing. It's too ghetto for me.
Like, I can't.
But it's like, it's too much. Like, I can't do it. Like, nobody. It's like, as much as I like the show.
Someone already got shot by episode 5. Like, baby's daddy's brother got killed. And I'm like,
I'm bored. It's too much. It's too ghetto. Everybody has the same inflatable body. I'm bored. Like, I'm just like, nobody is eating. None of you are aspirational. Like, all of you are like literally fighting over men that look like roaches. I like just do not care. Like, I'm just like, everybody's ugly. I like that Megan's on it being messy, but it's also just like, I get confused what these bitches' names are at this point. Because I'm just like, and then homegirl being like, oh, I'm going to go in and deflate my BBL. You can't do that, sis. That's reconstructive surgery. Like, it's like, you're an idiot. And I like can't watch this anymore. Like, I'm bored.
Oh, Mulan. Yeah, she's getting her.
She's a weirdo and I don't like her. I need people to understand too, when you get the BBL sucked out, that's not cosmetic surgery, babe. That's reconstructive.
Right.
It's not like, fun. This,
you're
not fun. They're saving you.
They're trying to, it's a life saving measure at this point. And you're over here like, ooh, I did this when I was young. And got what from it?
Good luck to Mulan with the DBBL. I don't even know what you call it. A DBBL? A BBL?
Some sort of deflation protocol. I don't know. I like, basketball-wise, LA is actually doing something for me.
Like, really? That is wild to me.
That because it's actually like
a bitch with the Betty Page bangs?
I live for how weird she is. Like, she's a
serious.
No, she's the actual kook. Like, the way she came on,
hiring private investigator, right? Following her husband.
Like, but it's also followed Sid and Evelyn.
Extortion against the woman that's sleeping with her husband.
No, she's a weirdo, and I'm obsessed with it.
And the way she's like following Jen and Evelyn's lives, it's weird.
And of course, what I love, it's like a different energy for the show. Because I'm like, this is strange. This woman is a super fan and a psychopath. And I'm just like, y'all are having meetings with her. Like, it's,
yeah,
nerd. But I live. I also love, I just am happy. Anytime I get to see Brooke, I'm hyped. So like, Brooke looks beautiful. Jen and Evelyn look good. Everybody looks good. So I'm, it's like, it's doing a little something for me. I'm not like pressed, but that weirdo, that one of the
Clayana, Clayface,
that bitch is weird.
Very fucking weird.
Oh my God. Like,
yeah, it's giving. Yeah. She's just very angry. Like,
it's like, girl, and it's, you mad at it?
Like, yeah, like you just met these bitches a week ago.
Right. Bitch, you washed up. You like, bitch, we don't know you. Like, you're so straight.
Be mad at the man that is not paying your child support where you have to still wear gladiator sandals to film in, bitch. Like, worry about that. Like, worry about him. He should be paying for this, like, but I don't know. And these, it's too. So we're not aligned with Basketball Wives. We're in different cities.
No. Because, like, I'm off, like, inflatable video vixen body. I'm off it. I just can't do it.
Well, speaking of weird bitches, I want to ask you, we're going to talk all about Ineka.
Eight.
I want to go over to the B-side. I have many thoughts, as I'm sure you do too. Last night was really weird. Yes. Real quick, tell the people where to follow you on social media so we can get over to the B-side and we can talk all about Rouse's and Potomac. And, oh, wait, by the way, are you watching Married to Medicine? Do you care about
that? Kind of. Not really. I haven't started yet, so no.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
But I am like a star. I've watched. Okay, you guys can follow me with my art or God.
He's like rowing the mic around.
HORNE. That's all you get.
You guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy, on Instagram, @_PetShopBoy on Twitter. And yeah, subscribe to the bonus episode, patreon.com/theBList. We'll be over there. We're going to talk all about Mia, Robin, who's Juan's roommate, Pickleball, the Green Eyed Bandits. Candace is filming her own show. The whole thing is a mess. We're going to go over there. We're going to talk about Necklace. And she's trying to start up some argument with Wendy. We'll see you on the B-side. Love you guys. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.